You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
OBM, Ohio Business Machines and Sharp Copiers. When it comes to Browns fans, their loyalty for our team is unconditional. Make your number one pick the preferred document service provider of the Cleveland Browns, OBM. With OBM's exclusive guarantees and their designation as the only Sharp Platinum level service provider in town, they've made unconditional fans out of all their customers. Only OBM has all the X's and O's for your office when putting together Sharp product playbooks for your business. Call 216-485-2000 or visit ohiobusinessmachines.com. Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Our own Nathan Zagura had an opportunity to sit down with head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine.
First season as an NFL head coach in the books. How did it go?
It was a roller coaster ride. Didn't finish up the way that we wanted it to. Very disappointing finish. But just this brief time now to reflect back on it. We did a lot of good things. A lot of positives to pull from it, and a lot of lessons that we learned. So it's very, very encouraging. Looking forward, knowing that we have the nucleus of our team returning, and we'll be a year better.
What do you think was your greatest success as an NFL head coach, and what do you think was your greatest challenge?
Well, I think the success comes with, just in the beginning, one, hiring the right staff. Very confident in the coaching staff, thrilled with the job that they did this year. And then from that, we were able to present what we're trying to get done to these players, and they bought in. I think that was the biggest accomplishment. It wasn't about wins and losses. That's, to me, is just validation of what we're trying to get done. But it was the buy-in. Like I said, the vast majority of our guys are on board with what we're doing, and very, very thrilled with that. The challenge part of it, there's I don't know if I could put it as any one major challenge. I think it's just a lot of little things, just kind of the daily battles of getting our guys to do all the little things right, and that's on the field, off the field, that's in practice, that's during games. To me, I knew coming into it that being a head coach was so much less about football, so much less about X's and O's, and more about managing people. So I feel I was very well prepared in that way. But there are still some things, and I won't get into details, that come across a head coach's desk during the season. You're just like, wow, I have to deal with this. But it was a blast. I loved it. Exceeded my expectations. And can't wait to get back at it next year.
With a year kind of under your belt, kind of handling all those other things, do you kind of have that routine down so that you feel like you can maybe get back more a little bit to football and X's and O's?
I do, and that was a big part of year one. I wanted to make sure that all the other areas that directly affected football, that we had that set up and running it the right way. And just with me being a first-year head coach, Ray being a first-year GM, there were a lot of things that we had to get worked out and make sure that we were on the same page with, and I thought we did a good job of that. Didn't agree on everything, but at the same time, I think we both work well together, and there are times when we agree to disagree and we have to compromise, and I think that we're both very, very capable of that. So I just feel that now a lot of those things have been set up, and we've hired the right people, and a lot, like I said, a lot of our staff's coming back, and our support staff will now be year two in it. I just feel we'll be that much better and that much more ahead of the curve.
What are you the most proud of?
Well, that's a lot of things too. I think it's the results that we had, the some of the big moments, the games that we had, that we were able to, put a smile on the face of Cleveland Browns fans all over the place. And to me, that's the flip side of that is my biggest lament, my biggest disappointment. Is the tough losses, the disappointing losses, and the disappointing November and December.
How much did it mean to you to see the team come out and play as hard as they did against Baltimore?
It meant a lot, because it's that last week, especially when you're out of it and people just say, hey, this is a meaningless game. I had a feeling that we were going to play hard. I had a feeling it was going to be a much closer game than people expected, just because of, I knew the character of the men in the room. And it was important for them to finish well. it was important for the staff to finish well. And there were guys that were nicked up, that had some injuries, Joe Hayden, a Kaywan Williams, a Gary Barnage, and Andrew Hawkins. Those guys very easily could have said, you know what, I'm just going to go ahead and get healed up and look forward to next year. And they said, I'm going to go ahead and play. And the fact that I knew ahead of time that they were going to play, you know, that we all had that feeling that we were going to go out there and put together a performance that people would be proud of.
What was your favorite moment of the season?
There's a lot. There's a lot. I would say the first one for sure that jumps out would be the New Orleans win. That we were able to hold a pretty good quarterback down for a good part of that game, but unfortunately gave up the lead late and then had the ability to drive the length of the field. And I still feel like that pass to Hawkins is still in the air.
It was a long time.
And to be able to finish that one at home was to me just, I mean, I just remember, you know, I could feel the ground shake beneath my feet. It was like a tremor when the kick went through, and also when he caught that ball. So that really was the first of many great memories. That the historic comeback at Tennessee was just such a crazy game. I still feel like we went 1-1 that day, because you know, part of me that the glass half empty part of me is you know, feels like, well, if we wouldn't have had a historic comeback if we hadn't played so bad in the first half.
Sure.
So you know, it just meant we played a historically bad half. But just so proud of the group, of our resolve, our resiliency. Even going back to Pittsburgh, I think we kind of opened our guys' eyes, like, wait a minute, we can do this. It took us a half to realize it, and that was unfortunate, but that gave us some momentum heading into that next rack of games.
Was there one play this year where somebody on the team made a play where you said, that is the epitome of play like a Brown? I have my
There's a bunch of them. I mean, Travis Benjamin, I mean, it was on an interception against Carolina when he ran the defender down and stripped the ball. I mean, that's one that a recent one that jumps out.
Batonio
in Atlanta is another one for sure. Because when you talk about, you know, if you want to go review bonehead coaching moves of the year, that would be attempting that. But I guess we all wanted to see.
You wanted to set him up.
We wanted to
for
see Joel Batonio run, right. Run every bit of his 4.9 40 against Hester. I think one of the plays that stands out to me that really was special was Kruger's hit on Drew Brees that elevated the throw, that Gip got the interception, ended up scoring and going down, jumping into the dog pound. I mean, that gives me chills still thinking about it.
When you go back and look at this season, is there one decision that you'd like to have over, like one thing you did where you'd say, I would never do
this
again?
Yeah, I just already talked about it.
That was it, the kick in Atlanta?
The players are all going to be confident. They're all going to be, hey, let's go for it. But in hindsight, given the circumstances, that's be a little bit more conservative next time.
You talked about the culture change. Where did that manifest itself the most to you?
I think how we approach meetings, how our guys ingested game plans and learned them. And I think we had very, very few mental mistakes across the board, and how we practiced. I think all of that is we told our guys from the beginning, you know, we talked about being confident that you have to have that mental edge going into that game. You have to have that I know something that you don't know attitude towards your opponent, and you only get that by being confident. How are you confident? You're confident through your preparation. That just doesn't happen. You just don't show up on game day and say, hey, we're going to be confident today. You're confident in by, you know, you walk, everybody's had those tests where you knew the material inside out and backwards, and you were just like, let's go, give it to me, I'm going to crush it. And a lot of our guys, I mean, that's the way they handled it. And you know, when I look back, it's when you look at our success and want to come up with reasons why, that to me is the biggest part of it.
Who are some under-the-radar guys that you think next year are ready to explode and take their games to the next level?
I don't think Batonio is that under the radar, but I know he'll be that much better in year two. I think Gibson will be back healthy, and hopefully we can get him re-signed, and that he'll be there again. Just some of those young guys that, you know, whether it was Desir, Kaywan Williams is another guy had a good year for us. And I'm nowhere close to being ready to give up on some of our other rookies that went through some tough times, whether it's the Terrence West. I think he proved to some people against Baltimore in front of his hometown crowd that he has NFL ability, and I think I'm confident that he'll be better. I know Justin Gilbert's been, you know, beat up and raked over the coals for the last couple of weeks, and I'm confident that he wants to get it right, and the people around him want to get him right, and I'm confident that we'll get that done. And Johnny, I know Johnny's been through a lot and learned a lot of lessons, tough lessons, some very tough, very public lessons that he's been through that we're hopeful that we can get him right and headed in the right direction. So to me, it's just very encouraged, because knowing that given where we are, cap space, draft picks, young nucleus of talent, in a full off season, I think the sky's the limit for this team.
You talked about building that foundation with the house analogy, and you did that this year. What is the next step to kind of building the house here for a successful team?
Well, first of all, it'll be a very, very detailed, very intense look back on the season. What did we do right? What did we do wrong? We would do a weekly, we called it an after-action report. It was basically an audit. What did we do well? What did we not do well? We're gonna take the time. We're all gonna get away for about a week and then come back as coaches, evaluate our players, and then look back, take a long, hard look back over everything. We gave our players very extensive surveys today on everything that really touched them, from, you know, the cafeteria to the locker room, to the player meetings, to the game day, to the locker room with the state, to everything, how we travel. I'm gonna gather a lot of information from them. Coaches did it as well, and it's all stuff that we're just going to look at everything we do. I think we're, you know, off to a very good start, but you can always fine tune. I don't think we're going to need to do much radically different, but it was important for me as a coach to get that input, get that feedback back from our players. A lot of times you believe in what you're doing, but you never really ask the people involved. I think it's critical that we look at that feedback and we act on it.
All right. Do you want to do like one to the dog pound, like one question if you want to say?
Yeah, that's fine. You can ask about the fans.
Yeah, if you want to say anything to the dog pound after your first year.
I just can't thank our fans enough. I mean, the support for us was tremendous. And again, just disappointed that our last home games that we weren't able to make the fans proud. Just vow that as a staff and as a team that we'll put a product out there next year much improved, and to me, I just, we're all so much looking forward to getting that house by the lake rocking.
That was the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine, finishing out our first hour here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. When we come back in hour number two, we'll be joined by the kid. He's got hot takes on the Browns offensive coordinator search. We'll get into the team's wide receivers. We'll break down that position. We will hand out our wide receiver grades, the Friday forecast. All that still to come here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. In your comments, got a lot of tweets. People wanted to call up. They've got things to say. Well, call up 216-578-0850. They all got the same heartbeat, but hers is falling behind.